Elaim, if you want to tell me Kriktani, like he said clearly, he said Hashona. Hamaker Nisaned, the Kainim Yain, Shani Toyin Hashona, which is Mashma this year, for the Gemara Lomali Lameimar. What's the Chiddush then? L'Chur Pshita. The person says, I can't drink wine this year, and this year comes out to be 13 months, so Pshita Ritzosa the extra month. Like you said, Hashona. It's like saying Hayoin. So it sounds like this. Also, boy, bolbi ubi bura. Nearly the Ravusa, the Mississippi bura, even also the 13th month. Lenoide metchilas hashana. Even if you started out mamash at the beginning of the year, itzrach, that's the chiddush here. Because I would have thought to say that when 12 months goes by, that's called a year. Kamashmala no. The Mississippi b'sholash asar 13 months. Di benoide b'resh chedesh shvat. Pshita the Ashana at Rosh Hashanah Mashma. Like if we started at Shvat, so Pshita then, that the year ends at Rosh Hashanah. That's only like a few months away. So Mela, our Chiddush here is, that you start at the beginning of the year at Rosh Hashanah, and this year is an extra month, so then the Chiddush is that you even mean the extra month also. Alright, I know. So now what's the case talking about? Like you said, I'm making this an edda, not to drink wine this year. What do you have to tell me? Not that he said Hashona this year, but Stam he said Shona a year. So Alma, what do you see? That Shona ke Hashona dummy. So when you just said the word Shona, it's like saying this year, ke Hashona dummy, like this year. Mela v'yoyim nami ke Hayoyim dinei. And if you say the word yoim, yoim also means kahayoim. It doesn't mean like yoim echod, but it means like today. You're making this neder not to drink wine today. So if you just say the word yoim, it'll only be usher until nighttime. But when it becomes nighttime, it's not called yoim anymore, then it'll be mutter. So you see, the word yoim, or the word shona, is like saying hashona. So the Ran says, l'shma mina, shona kahashona. Di dinai kishon achas, because if it means like 1 year, le Mississippi Bura, then for sure you would not be yosa with the last month, the 13th month. Ele vishnei mosa chodesh kurei shonim. If you start made a nis and neder, you want to be yosa to drink wine for a year. If you say for, you don't say this year, you just say for a year for sure only means 12 months. So then you'd be mutter on the 13th month. The only reason why it's us here the 13th month, if you say Shana, because Shana is like Hashana. It's like you're saying you can't drink wine this year. Now, since this year is an Ibra Yor, so therefore it's also for 13th month. So you see the word Yoim, and Shana is like saying Hayoim, like saying Hashana. Samara says, Loi, maybe there's no proof over here. I tell you, Liyoimer, Liyoilam, Diyomer, Hashana. Maybe here he didn't just say the word Shana, but he said Hashana. I want to be also to drink wine this year, Hashana. So the question was, like, Pshita, what are you telling me then? If you say this year, Pshita, this year has 13 months, Pshita, you can't drink wine all 13th months. So Mar says, no. Omar at the time, I would have thought not like this. I would have thought, Holach Acha Reiv Hashanim, go after the majority of years. V'layis bo'ibur, and most of the years are only 12 months, not the extra 13th month. So I would have thought to say, even though you say I can't drink wine this year, maybe even that also, when you say the word year, you only mean 12 months. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush. That even though you said you can't drink wine this year, and you're talking about again, you're at the beginning of the year, it's right after Rosh Hashanah, and you're making this a neder that I can't drink wine this year. So I would have thought to say, even though this year has an extra month, there's two others, but so what? When you said at the beginning, this year, you only meant 12 months. That's the Chiddush that now, since Lamaisa, you said this year, and this year does have 13 months, therefore we say you know it's flying, and you meant after all 13 months. So Ran says, comes out, we don't know what the word yoy means. So Ran says, Linyan alocha, kivin de boy la yishato, we don't have a clear psak, naktin lechumra, we have to go lechumra. That the yoim ki yoim echadomi the yosam leis leis. If somebody says he makes a neder, he can't drink wine yoim, just says the word yoim.
What does that mean? We have to go to Chum as if we said, Yoin Echad, I can't drink wine for a day. A day means 24 hours. So you have to go to Chumron, so he's not allowed to drink wine now for 24 hours. So now we boil you. We have a question like this. What's going to be, Omar Yayin, Sheni Toyim Yoivel. He makes a neder like he can't drink wine for a Yoivel. Sheni Toyim Yoivel. Can't drink wine till the end of Yoivel. So Ran says, Mao, Lav Dekoma Kahadein Lishn, not that he said this Lashin, to Akivu Layishite Boyin Liel, Kiyoma Yoivel, Kiyoivel Echadinei. Should be like he said, Yoivel Echad, like Mamish 50 years. Then there can't be any suffix. A gift a person says, I'm making a nusser, I'm making a nisser not to drink wine for a yovel for sure means 50 years. So that can't be the question here. He's saying this yovel, a person in the middle of the yovel, it's in the middle of the 50 years, and only one Shemitah went by so far, and he says, now, I want to be yosa not to drink wine, this yovel. For the dark polishni, it wasn't the most namadayik in this loshin. B'shemdika boyin leisei, elish nas chamishin, klifnei chamishin, shein akla lechesh ben yovel abo, shein oisim shmito ad chamishin, v'sheva, hilkach noida dekoi, v'yemsa yovel, v'yama yovel zeh, misa sabo. So the Kavu Shailer is, what is the 50th year? Is it part of the Yovel? Oy Kliyacha Chamishim. Soysa Shon Oylo Lechesh Ben Shmita Shliyacha Chamishim. V'noy Demut Abo, Shein Shnas Chamishim Mechlal Yovel Shover. That's really our suffix here. If somebody says that I'm also to drink wine this Yovel, what, the 50th year, what's the Locha? This Yovel, does it end after 7 Shmitas? The 49th year after the Shemitah, the 7th Shemitah, that's the end of this Yovel. And the 50th year is like the beginning of the next Yovel, the next Shemitah, or else no. The 50th year is part of this past Yovel, and you're also to drink wine on the 50th year. That's the Shalom the Gemara. Again, Iboilihu. Omar, he says, Yayin Shenitoyim Yovel Zed should be. As if he said, this Yovel. My, Shinasa Chamishim, Kilifnea Chamishim, is the 50th year, like before the 50th year, that it's also, just like this past 49, how many every years you have, till the end of the 7th Shemitah, it's also, the 50th year is also also. Or Kliyacha Chamishim, or else no, the 50th year is like the beginning of the next Yovel already. And therefore it's Mutta. So that's the Shaila. So Moshe says, Toshima, come on, bring your proof, it's a Machloket Tanoim. The Tanya Plukta, the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbonin. We learned the Machloket from Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin. But the Pasuk says, V'kidashte meshnas ha-chamishim shona. You should make the 50th year, after you have 7 Shemitahs, after you have 49 years, the 50th year, you should make Kodesh. V'kidashte meshnas ha-chamishim shona. The minshnas ha-chamishim, the 50th year, at moina, you count. V'at moina shnas chamishim v'yachas. You don't count the 51st year. Mikan Omer, from here we hear that Yovel Eino Oilo Leminyan Shavua. That Yovel does not go into the minion of Shemitah. Now, Yovel is the 50th, the end of last year. When you want to start counting the next Shemitah, you have to count the 51st year. That's the first year to go. We have Yudu Aymano, Yovel Oilo Leminyan Shavua. That Yovel is included in the minion of the next Shemitah. That Yovel has to do with the next year. So Amrullah Rav Yudah, they said to Rav Yudah, Harayu Waiman, the Pasuk says, Shei Shonim Tizra Sadecha. The Pasuk says that you had a lot of plants for 60 years. And then you have a Shemitah. V'yenkan El Chomish. If you're going to tell me the 50th year of Yovel is considered the first year of the next Shemitah, so it comes out the 50th year is really the first year for the next Shemitah. So the next 7 years, how many of those years can you plow? Only 5 of them. Because the first year, the 50th year, which is the first year, it's also Yovel, you can't plant. So the 51st year, that's cool too. So you only have 2 to 7, you only have 5 years. And the Torah says none of that. The Torah says clearly, Sheishonim Tizra Sodechom. You have to be able to plant for 6 years. So how could you say, after you have 7 Shemitahs, after 49 years, that 50th year, even though in the 50th year, true, it's also to plant, but it's considered the beginning of the next Shemitah. How could that be? V'yen kan el chomish. So Amulem, he said back to him, the Devrechem, according to you, that you're medayik, that this postuk of Sheish Shonim means every single year. In other words, the Teretz according to Rabbi Yehuda is, most years it's that way. But true, when it becomes the year of Yovel, that Shemitah, you only have 5 years. That's what the Pasuk says, Sheishonim, means the majority of the time, most of the time. But if you want to say not like that, that the Pasuk has to mean every single year, see, it's back to the Momolahim, the Devrechim, according to you, Harayuim, the Pasuk says, the Yossi says, Tzfuah L'Sholosh Hashonim, that you should know you're going to have to have enough Tzfuah for 3 years. Frekta Kasha, that's Mashim every single time for 3 years. And those grows on the 6th year, has to be enough for the 6th year. For the 7th year, and for the 8th year. Because it takes time till you plant on the 8th year till it starts growing from that crop. So you have to have enough food from the 6th year to last year for 3 years. That's what the Torah says. If you tell me now that this applies to every single year, it's not true. Harei kana bo. In the case when you have a yovel, it has to last you for 4 years. It's the 6th year, it's the 7th year, then you have yovel. Then you have to wait to the year after you have that you can first start planting. So for 4 years you have to list. Sakam Atar only says 3 years. Ella, what do you have to say? Ikul yukma b'shashnei shrua. It means most of the years. Most of the Shemitahs, not by Yovel, you only need the two to last for 3 years. Is a vizoy dilinami by me also the pshat is eimo liyukma b'shashnei shrua. That's what the Torah says, sheish shonim tizra sadecha. 6 years means most of the time. True. Most of the time, you're able to plant for 6 years. But Enoch Namni, the year of Yovel, that Yud holds, Yovel is considered the beginning of the next Shemitah. So that first year, the 50th year, you can't plant. So that one Shemitah, you only have 5 years to plant. But Enoch Namni, this is Machlokes Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanin, if the 50th year Yovel is considered the beginning of the next Shemitah, therefore, if you make this a neder, you can't drink wine this Yovel. You only mean until the 50th year. But the 50th year is mutter. But if you don't know, the 50th year is considered the end of the first cycle. And the next Shemitah first starts after Yovel, Henechnami. Then Taka Yovel is included in the past years. And if you make an Issaned and not to drink wine this Yovel, even the 50th year would also be us for you to drink. So it's told, this Machloek is from Yudah and Rabban. All right, we'll stop here. You're the Samach Aleph holding. You're holding that Samach Aleph from the bottom. Okay, the Mishnah says, Ad HaPesach Osa. If somebody says that he makes an Issa Neder not to drink wine until Pesach, Ad HaPesach, says only Osa until Pesach. Mashenken, if he said a Loshin, Ad Sheyehei, then we say Osa Ad Sheyetze. What about if he says Ad Tenei HaPesach? So that was the Machlokes in the Mishnah. That Rabbi Meir said, Oimer Osir. Somebody says, Ad Penei HaPesach, it's Osir Ad Sheyegiyah. It's only Osir until Pesach comes. But once Pesach comes, you mutter. Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah, Osir Ad Sheyetzei. You're Osir to drink wine until the end of Pesach. So if you say a lashon of Ad Penei HaPesach, until the face of Pesach, really it's a doubt, what do you mean to say? The face could be the first day of Pesach, or the face could be to the last day of Pesach. So it's a machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi, what you mean to say? So Gemara says, Lameimer, you want to tell me, the Rabbi Meir Savar, Loi Mayil Inish, Nafshel Esveika. A person does not put himself into a doubt. In other words, when you say the Lashon about Tenei HaPesach, Tenei is a doubt, do you mean the face, the beginning of Pesach? Or Tenei could mean like the last day of Pesach. So it's a doubt what it means, so a person doesn't put himself into the suffix. Therefore, Rameyah says for sure what he meant to say is only until the beginning of Pesach.